Good morning. This is your daily inspirational. This morning I would like for you to think about where you are in your life and what your purpose is. Have you followed the call that the Lord has put in your life? And there's a story in Matthew chapter 21, verse 28. It says, "What do you think? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, 'Son, go work today in my vineyard.' And he answered and said, 'I will not go.' But afterward, he repented and went. He came to the second and said, 'Likewise.' And he answered and said, 'I'll go, sir.' And then he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father?" The Pharisees said, "The first one." And Jesus said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, that publicans and harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came unto you in a way of righteousness, and you believed him not. The publicans and the harlots believed him. And you, when you have seen it, repented not afterward that you might believe him." So we have a situation where there were two sons. There were those there was a son who said he was not going to go, and then he decided he better listen, so he went, and he regretted that he didn't go at the first. Then you have the other son who says, "Yeah, I'll go," and he did not go. And the key here is that in the end, God wants us to be surrendered. And if we have unsurrendered wills, and we know our purpose is to do something, or a call that day maybe is to go here, go there, or say this, or help there. I'm not sure what all the calls are in your lives, but we act like we're going to go, then we don't show up. This is not the plan of our God. It is far from it. And if you'll consider with me this morning the need to follow, to do that which it is in the will of the Father. And we have such a golden opportunity in our day to go do the right thing, to be available, to take time and help others, to follow Jesus. There's no greater call, there's no greater opportunity. And you know, there's a lot of excuses, there's a lot of reasons why, there's a lot of things get in the way, but we have such a freedom here to be about our Father's business. And there's a need today in our lives to be the son that repents and goes. You know, all of us have stubborn wills at times. Sometimes we're thick-skulled. Seems difficult to submit our will. And we have a need to be broken, to continually be broken, to surrender, to pick up that cross daily, to follow Jesus. Remember, we're not in a playground. We're in a battlefield. And I know there's times where there's life is a little easier than others, but the war is raging, and the wages of sin is still death, and the gift of God is still eternal life. And when God is on his throne, and his work is to be completed, and his people are sitting on their hands, it's displeasing. It is contrary to the will of God. So maybe we have willing hearts and hands. May we be a son that will go this morning, that will agree with God, that will desire him, that will seek his face. I just want to bless your day, and may you consider these things as you meditate today, and may you help others to see their needs. And in the precious name of Jesus, I want to just ask that you would just be surrendered and have a great day.